You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day from Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming is here. Good afternoon to you, Don.
Good afternoon.
Tell me about the weather forecast here in the Midwest. It looks a little soggy.
It does look soggy. In fact, we're going to see some of the heaviest precipitation we've had for several weeks in many areas of the Corn Belt. This is going to be especially true for Iowa, for Minnesota, and then later on, we're going to see Missouri and portions of Illinois, then moving into Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan by late Thursday into Friday morning. A pretty good area of rain shower, thunderstorm activity. Now, it is going to be a pretty cold behind this system, although I think it's going to be more wet than it will be wide. But we will see some areas that could exceed an inch of precipitation or more before it's all said and done.
Is it the beginning of a changing forecast, not only for colder, but maybe more wet weather to come?
Yeah, we've got a fairly active pattern coming up. There's a wave coming right behind this one that's going to be moving in towards the early and mid portions of next week. It will likely bring a pattern somewhat similar to what we've got going on now. And it does look like the first couple of weeks of November will certainly be colder, and we'll have these systems spaced about 5 to 6 days apart.
You think about an inch of rainfall with each of them or not?
Well, you know, I think for this first one, I think we certainly could see that. It's hard to say this far out on the second one, but you put the both together, the odds of the Midwest getting wet with both look real good.
And then if you take a look at subsoil and soil moisture levels, Minnesota, Iowa probably okay, but certainly parts of Illinois and to the east could use a little drink.
Yeah, West Central Illinois in particular could really use a shot, and that's really one of the areas we think could do quite well. West Central Illinois, Northwest Illinois, and into Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa. Those are the areas that will likely see the biggest benefit from the best precipitation.
The planters are rolling in South America. Tell me about the progress and what kind of weather conditions they're dealing with.
Well, right now they're dealing with better weather in Brazil, but the weather getting a little bit active down in Argentina. So things have flipped a little bit. The weather had been more active in Brazil. Now it looks like Argentina will get in the act with some precipitation. As we get into the next week or so, I think the best areas will be the central and eastern areas of Argentina's growing regions. Those areas could do pretty good with precipitation here over the next week.
And in China, they're harvesting a corn crop, beans too.
Looks like fairly good harvest conditions. I wouldn't call them perfect, but it looks like there's no particular areas that will be hard with any real heavy precipitation. So I think harvest operations in China should go, for the most part, unimpeded.
Hey, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Thank you.
That's Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report for this Tuesday afternoon. You can always hear him again on our website. The address is willag.org. That's willag.org. I know you're working hard. Be safe out there on the combine. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.